do about my eyes and if I'm going to get off this merry-go-round or continue to wasting all this time and going to this guy. Because that's how they get you. That's how they get you, big fatty. You get on these merry-go-rounds where, you've got to get your teeth cleaned every 3 weeks or whatever, and then you're in there all the time. But, see, this is why I don't record at this time of night, because I sound like a crabby old man.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Because that's how they get you.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1099 of the BFO for Friday, the 13th of April, 2012, y'all, coming up on today. Say it with me. A little show. Y'all, we've got more voice letters. And, Big Fatty, what else? I got nothing else. Yes? Hello, Jason's Big Fatty. We know what that means because of this music. It's just scaring Poodle McNoodle. Yes, Big Fatty, scaring me. Hi, everyone. I hope you're far right. D is going well, y'all. It is Friday the 13th, and so we are playing the Friday the 13th music for you. And y'all, I thought I'd just go over here. I think I've done this before. Y'all, I've gone over to the wiki to find out a little bit about Friday the 13th, not the movie, but the Big Fatty, just the date. And, y'all, let's just see what it says here. According to folklorist, there was no written evidence for a Friday the 13th superstition before the 19th century. The earliest known documented reference in English occurs in Henry Southern Edwards's 1869 biography of Giacchino Rossini. I don't know. Rossini was surrounded to the last by admiring and affectionate friends. Why Friday the 13th is unlucky. Consequently, several theories have been proposed about the origin of Friday the 13th. One theory states it is a modern amalgamation of two older superstitions, that 13 is an unlucky number and that Friday is an unlucky day. Y'all, I can't agree with the second half of that. In numerology, the number 12 is considered the number of completeness, as reflected in the 12 months of the year, the 12 hours of the clock, the 12 gods of Olympus, the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 apostles of Hydrogen, the 12 successors of Muhammad. And whereas the number 13 was considered irregular, transgressing this completeness, there is also a superstition thought by some to derive from the Last Supper, that having 13 people seated at a table will result in the death of one of the diners. Friday has been considered an unlucky day since at least the 14th century's Canterbury Tales, and many other professions have regarded Friday as an unlucky day to undertake journeys, begin new projects, or deploy releases in production. Black Friday has been associated with stock market crashes and other disasters since the 1800s. It has also been suggested that Friday has been considered an unlucky day because, according to Christian scripture and tradition, Hydrogen was crucified on Friday. Big Fatty, please. But y'all, so there's a little bit of history there about Friday the 13th. Y'all, I hope it's not going to be unlucky for Big Fatty, because y'all, I am on my way. When you're hearing this, with the exception of a few of you who may be listening a little early, who may be in the Chicago right now, Big Fatty, we know who you're talking about. I am on my way to the Horror Hotel. Yes, McFaddy. And, y'all, we've got the big, well, it's not the big horror event. It's the little horror event this weekend. And, y'all, it's mainly going to be a weekend of relaxation for Big Fatty. So, anyway, I'm looking forward to that. And, y'all, I've, Miss Porter, I got my hairs cut today. Miss Porter, Miss Porter just stopped by a few minutes ago. And, y'all, she, shaved my head. Just where the stubble was, and y'all. So I'm fit to be tied. I'm ready to go. And y'all, then he helped me carry the that was a solid from the meow mushroom. And y'all, it was it was arugula and almonds and pancetta, which, for those of you that don't know, that is Mexican for bacon, and some oranges with a Parmesan vinaigrette. And y'all, it was lovely, but y'all, it wasn't very filling. I've got to tell you, I'm going to have me a hamburger steak and some green beans and squash when I is just as soon as I can finish this little show. But Miss Porter had to stop by here, y'all, because he had to pick up the flyers that Big Fatty had made for the mark out lockup that the horror group is having next Friday, the 20th, y'all. The 20th, y'all, at the... And y'all, it's gonna be lovely, just lovely. And so he had to pick those up, and then he's got to go put those up over because he and Granny aren't going out this weekend since I'm not going to be in town. Big Fatty, they're givers like that. They're just givers. So hopefully you're going to have a lucky weekend. Hopefully you'll get lucky. Y'all, I hope I get luckier at the Horror Hotel than I was Wednesday and Thursday. Y'all, my old, most regular gentleman caller, y'all, he sent me a message on Wednesday at 5 o'clock, and by 5:11 when I responded to him, y'all, I guess he had just passed out. And y'all, to Thursday, he sent me a message at 4:30. Well, let's just see what the time stamp is on that. Big Fatty, it's important that we know the time stamp. 4:36, and y'all, by 4:44... I had responded that I would love to have a little lovely time with him, and y'all, there's been no response. Big Fatty, he goes into a coma faster than you do, y'all. It's true, because, you know, nowadays Big Fatty doesn't go in a coma, y'all, because it's just, y'all, the older you get, you know, you have the insomnia, and you toss and turn, and the thoughts run through your head. It's as if I've got an identical twin out there in the Walnut Hills, y'all. It's unbelievable. So, I'll just give you a quick back report. My back was, sort of in the middle. On Thursday, we'll see how that all plays out. But y'all, that's one of the things I'm going over here to the Horror Hotel for. Yeah, I'm gonna have a good time and have some adult beverages and all that kind of stuff. But y'all, part of it is just to rest, because y'all, I think I need it. I just think I need it. So anyway, that's what that's all about. Yes, Big Freddy, that sounds lovely. So, there you have it. So, y'all, before the time gets away from us, let's do this. Yes, Big Freddy.
You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Freddy.
With Big Fatty, oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat fan.
congratulations on the new car. That's great. I heard you say it makes noise when you back up, but that's not very impressive, because don't you toot in every direction? I have to do the bacon laugh. Does that get me an entry into the contest if I do the bacon laugh? rabbit, rabbit, how about that? Okay, thank you for calling. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all. For those of you that don't recognize that voice, this you need to go get your hearing checked. That's all I got to say. Y'all, that is that Peter G from out there in the Bay Area. So nice they named it Big Fatty, you get those confused all the time. But anyway, y'all, he just started talking. Just, you know, it's not, hey, Big Fatty. You know, it's just, oh, I'm just going to start talking. I'm just going to be a crazy person and just start talking. And sure enough, he was, y'all. And then he had that crazy laugh and all. So, Peter G, thank you for calling. But I don't know if that gets you another entry in the contest tonight. Y'all, by the way, I have heard that there's, you know, since the Easter egg part of the contest has been completed, there'll be a new segment for you to get some entries in. And y'all, I really like what the new segment is going to be. The new part of the contest is going to be. And y'all, the more entries you have, the better the chance you have to win the $100 prize provided by old Bacon herself. Yes, Big Freddy.
Okay, I was going to say something and that just sounds totally stupid, so I'm not going to. So now I'm just going to hang it up. Okay, goodbye. This is my new phone, so I'm seriously learning how to work it.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, speaking of crazy bacon, y'all, that is Miss Kathy Bacon, and Big Fatty, I just wanted to call and tell you that I'm not going to tell you anything. So, you know, y'all, it sounds like a typical day. Yes, Big Fatty, it just sounds like a typical day. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Hello, Big Fatty, it's Jay. I'm Ron. Calling to say hello and to give a little status report on the Black Forest Bayfront.
Yes, let me tell you, the first batch that Jay made, he made blackened bacon. I don't know where you've ever had blackened bacon before, especially blackened black bacon. But you don't want to do that, Big Fatty. Not the best.
We cooked it via the parchment paper in the oven method, but I think I let it go a wee bit too long.
Yeah, not that you couldn't hammer nails with it.
Anyway, we both tried a piece. We split a piece of one of the slices that came out a little better, and it was delicious.
It was yummy.
So I highly recommend. Now, our Whole Foods is not close to us, so I'm not sure how often we'd go out of our way to get it there, but if we can find it somewhere else, we would certainly buy it again. So thumbs up on the Black Forest Bacon. Anyway, you have yourself a good weekend, and we can't wait to see you in Vegas in September.
Woohoo!
Talk to you later. Bye, Big Fatty.
Bye.
Much.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that's Jay and Ron, the Haunt Cub, and Ron from up there in the Delawares. And y'all, let me just give you a little advice. Don't cook your black forest bacon in anything but a skillet. Just put it in your skillet on the stove and just fry it up. And y'all, you gotta watch it closely because it will blacken quickly. But y'all, it is so good. So good. Yes, Big Fatty, it's almost as good as spotting Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it's been a while since I've been over here to Spotting Big Fatty. Y'all, I think the last thing that I remember telling you about was that Peter G found some eggs of Big Fatty's and that Kim Beaver had a picture of how the big eggs spent their Easter. And y'all, then that had him. Y'all, he had a picture of... Big Fatty, I don't know what that is. It's Big Fatty's dressed up as rabbits or something like that in some sort of cage. And y'all, then Veritable Virgo had a good old-fashioned hunt for bacon. An Easter egg hunt, I think. But Big Fatty was looking for bacon. And y'all, there's some sort of hag behind Big Fatty. And y'all, then there's the Easter Island picture over there. By the Q Sledge, and y'all then had him. He painted some eggs also, Big Fatty. Yes, indeed, it's just lovely. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm gonna go over here and look at some e-letters. Y'all, I don't know if you know this or not, and y'all, this is very important for that Hat M and for Mr. Zed. Y'all, evidently, the Louisiana Lurker, who sent Big Fatty the, big old container of, Cajun seasoning, remember that? It's the size of a can of Comet, y'all. Big Fatty. Y'all, there was a news story about, a negative development that's going to affect Mr. Zed and Hat M. Y'all, evidently the Mexican police are not going to issue a permit or provide security for the Budapest Pride event this year. Y'all, I wonder if, he says, I wonder if they plan to take their chances and participate anyway. So, Hat M, Mr. Zed, please update us on this about... The Pride event over there in Budapest, Mexico. Yes, Big Fatty, that just sounds terrible. Paul has sent me several things, and y'all, I some of them I can read, and some of them are just y'all. Is one of them is just nothing but kitties that have knocked over plants and puppy dogs that have clawed down the wallpaper and y'all, it's what animals do. The vomit. Oh yuck, now that looks like vomit. Big Fatty, that's cause it is. Y'all, it's just pictures of kitties and puppy dogs. And, you know, they're sitting there looking innocent. Y'all, there's one, there's a picture of Howard. There's, or maybe that's Eunice. Yeah, oh, no, there's Eunice back there in the background. Okay, well, anyway. Just lovely, lovely pictures of the puppy dogs anyway. Yes, Big Fatty, we got it. And y'all, then there's, you know, he sends me these movies and all, too, that I can't always watch them, cause I just can't. Big Fatty, it's because you're retarded. That's why. No, I don't want. That's another movie. I'm not gonna look at that. Big Fatty, this is a wonderful. This is a wonderful. Friday the 13th, y'all. Miss L. Oh, dang, I see Miss La-La-La-Lauren up there in the Chicago's, y'all. She says she sent Big Fatty a note a while back. Says, Big Fatty, you haven't done a random act of kindness update lately. Have you done anything special for a stranger recently? Well, Miss Lauren, quite frankly, I'm going to meet a stranger tomorrow morning on my way out of Charleston, and I'm going to do lots of things with, we'll call them random acts of kindness. Big Fatty, you take a good thing and you turn it into something vulgar, and yet... We still come back here every Monday through Friday for 20 minutes, and basically it is summed up by...
Because that's how they get you.
Yes, Big Fatty, that's how you get us, just like that mark in Canada.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.